Yo, what's good, everybody? Y'all already know who it is. It's your boy D back in the mud again. You feel me? Yo, so today we have a topic today, people. Of course, everybody knows this is all about music vibes and what's going on in the music industry and everything like that. So we're just gonna go ahead and get into it. This is about a rapper. Yes, today we are talking about a rapper, and this rapper right here is 38 years old now. He turned 38 of September, and it is a male. And let me tell you, this dude's net worth is $150 million. And I'm gonna tell you right now, people, that is not a lot. But let's just say some people label this man as the best rapper alive. Some people label this man as a GOAT. And if you guys are thinking who it is, guess again, my people, because it is not the boy Eminem. Okay, let's go ahead and get that out the way. Today we are talking about Lil Wayne. Yes, people, Lil Wayne. See, so recently, he dropped the album Funeral. You know what I'm saying? So it's getting criticized, it's getting bad results, it's getting good results from here and there. I haven't heard the song, the album yet, but I will most definitely be in tune to looking to it after I get off the air today, people. Okay, so he has taken to Twitter Saturday that he is back in the studio, people, and I don't know how I feel about that, because technically speaking, Lil Wayne is not the best speaking on how he is and his health and problems. And he always talk about and rap about the same thing. He talks about money, bitches, and hoes, and weed, and he raps about weed. He raps about the same thing, and I'm pretty sure everybody in the world is getting tired of hearing that. He has not rapped about nothing else. If you go look through all his songs, he talks about the same thing. He talks about either getting high, he talks about having sex, he talks about getting money. That's all there is to talk about, apparently, with him. He don't want to talk about the real things that's going on in life, okay, people? But just know that that's not what we want to do. I don't really care to hear that, but understand, people, I'm not doubting Lil Wayne. I want y'all to understand something. Lil Wayne has over 109 entries in the top 100 Billboard. That means he has passed the legendary Elvis Presley, people. He has passed Elvis Presley. He has hits like Stuntin' Like My Daddy. You know what I'm saying? That hit top 21 in 2006. Like father, like son, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Birdman did it, so can Lil Wayne, right? Psh, okay, yeah. And don't forget, he got Strange Clouds. Remember with B.O.B.? He made that song with B.O.B. That came in number 7 back in 2011. But his wordplay was aggressive, people. It was so aggressive. I'm gonna tell you that right now. And then don't forget, let's go DJ. And that's my DJ. Everybody know that was a banger back in the day when you was a kid. He got to number 14 back in 2004. And I bet nobody didn't notice. How many Lil Wayne fans also knew that was his first solo he ever did? It was his first solo, and he got charts to 14. How many people can do that? His first solo. That means when he got out the group and he decided to rap by himself. People, come on now. Come on. He also did hits and singles with Carrie Hilson. He did it with Wyclef. You know what I'm saying? You remember Wyclef, dude? Someone please call 911. Oh. He did it with Fat Joe. He did it with Kelly Rowland. Hey, that song with Kelly Rowland, for real, though. If you heard females listen to it back in the day, whoop, whoop. You already know what time it was, people. Go ahead and somebody rocking, knocking the boots. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. Stop playing, people. Okay? So now, I'm not even done, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget my man Wordflow, man. My man got some mean word for Lil Wayne. Wordflow is amazing. I'm not gonna lie. I like No Ceilings. He had a good No Ceilings album going on right there. I like his Wordflow in there. He says, and when I was five, my favorite movie was Gremlins. And got to do with it that I just thought that I should mention. Like, he didn't even have to mention that, the man didn't, but he did. You know what I'm saying? So for him to even just say that, I mean that. No Ceilings is actually a good album. I like No Ceilings. It was one of my favorite. I'm not gonna lie about it. I mean, most of it. I mean, man, that was real good. I like that. He got some. His was like some of his workflow. Like, he says, "I have elevator eyes, but I get every stare." Come on, man. Elevator eyes, but I get every stare. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Listen to wordplay he's saying. When you listen to music, What do y'all really listen to? Do y'all listen to the beat only? Or y'all just, oh, he a good artist. He can rap. You know what I'm saying? Everybody likes something like him. But do you know the reason why people like him? Because his word flow is amazing. It's one of a kind, people. Come on now. Do better than that. And then he goes, from the side like Spike at the Garden. I got the hardest bars. Just call me the Warden. Listen to this one more time. From the side like Spike at the Garden. I got the hardest flow. I got the hardest bars. Just call me the Warden. Come on, people. Come on, people. I ain't saying he been my favorite artist. I just know he real good. I like this when he says, like a circle of knives, I got the sharpest flows around. Like a circle of knives. He's like, pretty much he's saying, if there was a whole bunch of knives, if every rapper was a knife, right, he'd be the sharpest one around. I like that. You know, I really do. Most people really label this dude as the best rapper alive. They label him as the GOAT. You know, I just don't see it, honestly. Like, to me, he is personally dead inside. He really is. He's dead inside. So how are you the best rapper alive if you're dead inside? You feel me? I could rap better than you, Wayne. Nah, I'm playing. I can't. If I could, I'd be rich. But he an Illuminati person. So, I mean, the man did attempt suicide. He didn't die, okay? You know what I'm saying? He was all down and shit, you know? And, you know, he was just a down person. He was very depressed and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, yeah. He's depressed over Birdman, though. Look, in one of his Twitters, he wrote, I am now deathless and mentally defeated, and I leave gracefully and thankfully. I love my fans, but I'm done. He wrote this back in September 3rd, 2016, people. Birdman had the beef with this man because Birdman, decided to support Young Thug. And he came out with Barter 6. That's when Lil Wayne really got upset. He was still upset because he went. It's like he went to another nigga. Lil Wayne got mad because he went to a whole other person. And Lil Wayne went downhill from that. He did. He went down here for now. He made a little diss. He did all right. And after that, he just went down here. Boom. Plummet. Right? This beef with Birdman and Lil Wayne went from 2015 all the way to 2018. And most people don't even know that. No, most people do not know that. You know, Lil Wayne just settled the lawsuit with Birdman in 2018, people. 2018 from 2015 to 2018. Lil Wayne started the lawsuit in 2016. You know what I mean? Documentations they had to bring up. You know, he used to say, YMCMB, Young Money, Cash Money Business. Cash Money is who? Birdman. So whatever Lil Wayne made, Birdman make an assumption of that. Now it's just Young Money. Young Moolah, baby. You know how to say Young Money? That's it. You know, he don't even say YMCMB. He don't even say that shit no more in the song. Come on now. He says, and one of his songs says, no more cash money, jump money. He saying, I don't know how y'all understand Lil Wayne, though. He does mumble a lot when he talks in his raps. You know what I'm saying? I think he should have been mentioned on that Kamikaze as one of the mumble rappers when Eminem came out with that motherfucker. And he just destroyed everybody in their spirits. You know what I'm saying? But today I'm about to end it, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go chill with family, pretty much my wife and the kids and whatnot. So yeah, y'all take care, y'all tune in for the next special. But let me ask you this question, people. With this new album Lil Wayne is deciding to drop, do you think he will be able to actually, you think he'll be able to get up there again? He has fell off. He has. Lil Wayne has fell off very horribly. And do you think, as a person, that Lil Wayne will be able to get back on track, you know what I'm saying? With as far as how the rap game is today, you know what I'm saying? Is he still a loved rapper out there in the rap game? Do you feel like he still can make it out there? Make sure y'all leave comments below. Make sure y'all hit me up and let me know, you know? We can talk about something else. I personally don't think he's able to, you know, just, like, get back in the game. You know what I'm saying? So, let's just be honest with each other. Lil Wayne, you either dried up or you not, bruh. You either wet grass, you either mud or you dirt. You know what I'm saying? You either dry cereal, you soggy cereal. Like, let us know something. You feel me? Because as of right now, in my book, you are not the best rapper alive. Thank you.